there's one to surprise, I think it would be Noah Brown. I personally did not see Noah Brown coming. We talked about the receiver room and where they would go a lot. And I know, hell, weeks ago you said Noah Brown was a lock at four, and I agreed with you. They brought him in and signed him to a deal and brought him back, and it seemed like he had separated himself. Now, he hadn't been practicing or playing, but I kind of thought it was a situation like others who haven't been practicing or playing that didn't put his roster spot in jeopardy. But, Clint, they indeed move on from what we thought was their locked-in number four receiver, Noah Brown. How did you see that one coming? Because I didn't see that one coming.
No, I thought Noah Brown was as safe on this roster as the top three wide receivers were. This is a guy that when you needed him the most last year, came in and gave you back-to-back buck 50 games, I think. Was a tremendous fill-in. Sure, there's been some injuries, that have obviously been a little bit of an issue. But when you look at this team, man, the Texans are going to be an 11 personnel team, which means one back, one tight end, and three wide receivers. And I know Bobby and D'Amico talk about, well, it depends on each game, what we're going to do, yada, yada, yada. At the end of the day, this team is going to be a C.J. Stroud-driven football team. And they are going to be a pass-first football team.
God bless, brother.
And they are going to be an 11-personnel football team, period, point blank. And they're going to need more than just three guys. And that's without injuries. I'm not talking about throughout the year, a guy gets dinged up, got to sit a game here or there, or you lose one of them, God forbid, for the season. They'll depend on the number four wide receiver. He may not have the catches and all, but just in terms of being on the field, they'll depend on a number four wide receiver.
Hey, and we got to get real about it. Like, they're, however you want to call it, but I would say their two and three receiver have shown the history of missing ball games, getting injured. Nico Collins and Tank Dell have missed a bunch of games in their career. Yeah. At the receiver spot.
Yeah, and look, so you're going to use more than three receivers, so you're going to be dependent on four and five in the offense, not on special teams, literally in the offense. And Noah Brown right now is currently a better option than any other wide receiver on this roster. Now, we can talk about the upside of John Metchie. We can talk about, what Xavier Hutchinson brings to the table, which I think is very Noah Brown-like potential. I don't know that I would choose it now, especially when – to my knowledge, Noah Brown signed a one-year, $4 million deal. I think $3.5 million of it was guaranteed. So you gain absolutely nothing financially by cutting Noah Brown. So when it's all said and done, he was a better option than anybody else on this team as of today. And I know the first thing with Noah Brown is going to be the injuries. And that doesn't add up for me. Other than the timing, like right now in training camp, missing the last chunk of training camp obviously doesn't help. The timing is not good. But when you look at Noah Brown has been available. You look at a 3-year window. The last 3 years, Noah Brown has been available for 39 games. You look at the last 3 years, Robert Woods has been available for 40 games, and that's their guy. So don't sell me the injury issue with one guy, but it doesn't matter with the other guys. So
that's what they're saying on the on YouTube and Twitch. He isn't worth a damn if he's always injured.
Yeah, well, last year was a year when he played fewer games than I think he ever has, and he was worth quite a bit last year.
Yeah, he had back-to-back games.
In fact, you can argue that the Texans don't go to the playoffs if he don't go get a buck 50 in back-to-back games.
Yeah, against the Bucks and the Bengals, he was clearly needed. And seemed to have some chemistry with CJ.
You can talk about not being available and not being worth this and not being worth that. And look, we can do the same thing with Robert Woods. I don't know if Robert Woods is going to make this team or if this is a play to trade. I don't know. I don't know what's going on with Robert Woods. But the thing with Robert Woods, you can cut him and save $5 million. But if you keep him and one of these guys gets injured, or multiple of these guys get injured, your top receivers get injured, and Robert Wood goes out and gives you 8, 9, 10 catches in a game, 100 yards in 2-3 games in a month stretch when everybody's down, he earned his $5 million. He's worth every penny. I'll sit here and tell you right now, I don't like going into a season and Robert Woods being a player that you're depending on, which is what the Texans were doing.
Is that where they are, you think, right now?
No. You ain't dependent on 4 or 5.
Yeah. But they say no.
You're not dependent on those guys until you have to. And that's the part of this that really, I think, blindsides me, is if it's not Noah Brown, it's got to be Robert Woods. You can't tell me that you're going to go into a season with like you said,
that you've seen enough from John Metchie or Xavier Hutchinson to say, like, they're going to
be in this rotation from jump. That not when you, again, if you didn't have Noah Brown, cool, whatever. But you've got Noah Brown, and he's got $3.5 million of the $4 million you owe him is guaranteed. So you just cut him for a number. You didn't cut him for any money. Then it's like, yeah, I mean, you the context matters, right? You give me Noah Brown, or you give me Metchie and Xavier. I would take Noah Brown if week 4, 5, and 6 I need somebody to step up and give me something. And you don't have to look any further than last season. In a year when you exceeded expectations and made the playoffs, you eked into the playoffs. A guy that helped you win monster ball games midseason, that surprised me. Yeah, it surprised me. I'm very interested to see how this wide receiver room, how it all settles. You know, they could potentially, now you're talking about keeping 6, and you could keep Metchie, Hutch, and Woods.
Again, like you're, as you said, because I think the whole context matters. As you said, the money is not the issue, right? The money is not the issue. He is already getting paid. Well, first off, it was $3.5 million, which is not a huge, but that's not what Robert Woods is getting. So it's $3.5 million.
Say 5 by cutting.
Already, he already has 3.5 of it is guaranteed of the 4 you're giving him. And when you look at all the guys that are going to be there, from the Steve Sims, who I haven't seen get cut, I assume is there, and Metchie and all the ones you just named, Woods and Xavier Hutchinson, and I like many of those guys. But I know in this offense, in this group, that Noah Brown, when called upon, can go make big plays and make plays and make plays against good competition. I know Noah Brown can do it. And I had him, and I was already paying him almost all of the guaranteed money at a decent rate. I know he can. I don't know that John Metchie can go and do that. I don't know. Maybe he might. I don't know that Xavier Hutchinson can go do that. I think that Robert Woods can go do that. And when you just think about the context of what it was, it surprised me a lot with the injury history of two of their top guys in Nico Collins and Tank Dell, that a reliable guy that you know what he can do. I was surprised that they went that direction. Now, I want to say this, and I want you to hear this, because sometimes many of you go leaping off of the Grand Canyon into what we're saying.
Fred Hartman.
Hold on, so
Many of you go to jumping off the Fred Hartman bridge, the yellow one, into things we're saying. I'm not saying, and I don't believe Clint is saying, that this is going to prevent them from getting where they want to get.